the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz alongside Bemidji State goaltender Lauren Bench out of Eagan, Minnesota. And Lauren, congratulations. First of all, 70 saves, the most in Beaver women's hockey history, and probably the longest game I've ever called in my entire life, almost 130 minutes. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm tired and hungry. How are you feeling?
I was eating a lot between periods. Otherwise, I don't think I would have made it. But the legs were a little tired, but I mean, it was worth it, obviously.
What a battle, though, between these two teams from top to bottom. I mean, your forwards were going toe-to-toe with their defense. Same the other way around, their defense going toe-to-toe with our forwards. It was an incredible battle. You couldn't have asked for anything better. But how was your team able to stay in this game?
I think we all just kept saying, like, I mean, it's not over till it's over, and we're just going to keep going out. We're going to keep standing up to them, and we're going to keep seeing what happens. And we did that, so that was fun.
I'll say this. At the end of the game, when Reese Hunt scored that goal, I looked over, and even the UMD video coaches and crew that were over on the other side of Jess and Alexis gave us the thumbs up, like, respect. How much does that mean to you to have that respect from them?
That's awesome, especially from a team like Duluth that we have such a big rivalry with. And to be able to have the respect of their players, their team, their coaches, I mean, I know they all were very congratulatory in the line, which isn't always what happens. And I think we just all realized just how crazy that game was, and it was fun to be a part of.
I even had somebody tweet out to me and said, maybe Team USA should take a look at Lauren Bench as she goes toe-to-toe with Maddie Rooney.
That's right. I mean, that'd be pretty cool, but pretty crazy.
That is crazy, but again, a great big win. You guys are playing game three tomorrow. Actually, when this airs, it'll be today. What do you need to do to prepare yourself for another possibly 3-4 periods of hockey?
Yeah, I think getting a good night's sleep is going to be huge for us, making sure we get our legs rested up, getting a nice bath if you need it, eat, hydrate, and just come prepared and know that, you know, they're in the same position as us with fatigue, and it's going to be a battle. I mean, no, it's the hardest thing to do is end a team season, so coming out tomorrow, it's going to be just like today, I think. Just got to find a way to put the puck in the back of the net.
Let's talk about all of your forwards out there getting shots on net. I mean, Haley Mack had over a dozen shots on net. Do you get a lot from Reese Hunt, Clara DeGeorge, Paige Beebe, Abby Haluska, Kiki Wright? Everybody had shots on net today. For you as a goaltender, does that add to your confidence when you can see your forwards setting up plays from back there?
Yeah, it's always exciting when I can see someone setting up plays, getting a lot of chances, especially like we did tonight. And I mean, even though we didn't obviously score for a long while there, it was fun to see so many different players have opportunities and get pucks to the net. And it just gives me confidence going into tomorrow that when we're a little less tired, that we're going to be able to finish on some of those.
Two goals from your freshman, Reese Hunt, to all rookie team, WCHA. Man, I don't know if that sparked her confidence, because she's been known to just be an assist maker. Talk about her play tonight, and obviously she's not a freshman anymore.
Yeah, I mean, that honor is well-deserved. She's had an awesome season, been really, really big for us, and I don't think we'd be having the season we did without her going out there and creating plays and being able to play with upperclassmen like she has been able to. And just seeing her be able to step up in a position like this as a freshman, where, you know, you haven't been a part of a WCHA playoff game before, and be able to come through for us like she did was really special to see and really awesome. And we're all just very, very, very proud of her and very excited for her and just happy that she ended it.
I was happy too. I was awfully tired and thirsty and hungry. So you and your fellow seniors, of course, you're a redshirt junior. You still have a year of eligibility. We won't ask you that question because I know you've already made your decision. But what is a game like this? Is this something that 10 years, 15 years down the road, you and your senior class are going to get together and go, do you remember?
Yeah, we were talking about it already in the locker room, actually, and just saying, like, this is a game where maybe if we would have lost, it would have maybe 2-3 years down the road been like, oh, like, that was pretty special. But being able to come out of that one with a win, it's going to be probably one of our favorite games to look back on and be able to talk about years down the road.
Lauren, what's it going to take to win this third game and punch your ticket to the WCHA final faceoff?
I mean, we got to continue to play solid defense. I mean, they've been helping me out a lot. I know I had 71 shots, but I thought our defense did a really good job of helping me out when I didn't have a good rebound or being able to keep girls to the outside and allow me to see pucks through screens. And, you know, I think we need to continue to do that tomorrow, and I'm confident that we're going to. And then I think just, you know, continue trying to make plays and find a way to get one past Rooney.
Lauren, congratulations again. Great night between the pipes for you.
Thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.